That's right, and you can't beat having that white snow on top of that light tan lawn of yours. Don't want to say brown, you want to say light tan. That sounds so much better. So now, we believe that the tragedy has been averted and we won't have any more rolling brownout, blackout type thingies, right?
Yeah.
Because they're working on, what are they doing for the plants today? They're trying to get them started up, is that right?
Yeah.
We have audio.
Huh? Really?
We do, as a matter of fact.
Uh-oh. Pump it.
Yeah.
Don't flood it.
Come on. All right. Hang on. Wait. Stop.
Ooh. You're going to wear it out. You're going to ruin it.
One more. Let's try now. Try it again. One more. Yeah.
Now try it. Fire it up.
There you go.
Tap on that starter a little bit. Let me get a hammer.
It'll go. Oh, battery's about to go.
Ruin it.
You're going to run it out. You're going to have to go to the neighbors, ask for jumper cable.
And now the power's going to go out.
Oh,
Scott turned his thermostat up too high.
And he doesn't have jumper cables because they're in his wife's car.
Hello.
Oh, it's going to be a mess.
Hello. Big Elevator Man here.
Hey.
Hey.
Tell us about the cold weather. Yeah, tell us about the cold weather in the elevators.
I tell you, it gets cold in there quick when the power goes out and then you're trapped in the elevator.
Well, listen, I was in a building yesterday and what happens when the elevator door is closed about three-quarter way? What's happened there, usually?
There's usually a rock in the door sill keeps the elevator from shut.
Oh. Really? Well, I'll look for rocks next time.
Rocks in your pocket, Scott.
They only had two elevators, you know? And that's what bothered me is that, you know, I had to wait like 4 or 5 minutes for that elevator to get me.
Life in America sure is hard. I don't know how we stand it.
I know. It's true. Thanks, man. The other problem was I saw a guy who was stranded on an escalator, which is really bad.
Is that an Aggie? That wasn't an Aggie joke. That was a UT joke, right? Yeah.
Free comedy. Use it however you see fit. Those of you who only watch the Super Bowl for the commercials or watch competing programs on other channels will be glad to know they've staged Puppy Bowl 7 Sunday at 2 o'clock on the Animal Planet cable network. You ever seen this, guys?
Yes.
It's good for about 2 minutes, and that's it. Interestingly, the whole thing is shot in October to get things ready in time for the Super Bowl weekend.
No, I think it's live.
Yeah. No, because they have the all-kit and halftime show.
Uh-huh.
They do that, obviously, on a separate weekend because they don't want the kittens and the puppies to, you know, fur would fly.
Sure.
Would not be a good thing.
Nah, I don't know. Kittens and puppies, I mean, they tend to get along.
They might play, yeah. But nonetheless, so that one is already in the can. So anything that you see is just going to be a lame recording.
And the times that I've watched that, I've often wondered, the guy who has to play the official on there, because they have a guy in a referee's uniform.
Mm-hmm.
What is he thinking?
No, this is his gig. He's the guy who puts it together.
Really?
Yeah, he's the producer.
Oh, well, then maybe he's making money off of it, because I watch that and I think, is that some actor that's sitting there thinking, do his mom and dad turn that on and go, well, at least he's working?
Yeah, no, this is his deal. So he's out there kind of doing a content control, kind of like why Dick Clark continues to do the 4th of July, New Year's Eve thing.
4th of July as far as he's concerned.
Yeah, that's, he wouldn't know.
God.
Hey, did you see this?
What? The guy's like 90. I mean.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
Past health problems notwithstanding, he should probably retire.
News Corp. See that what they rolled out yesterday?
A little iPad action.
The Daily, it's called. The Daily. It is exclusively for the iPad and other tablets, I think for a year. And then it'll be available more widely. The thing costs 99 cents a week or $39.99 a year. Features news, opinion, sports, lifestyle content, along with video, audio, and 360-degree photos. And it's interesting because Rupert Murdoch made his money in the old ink and paper newspaper business.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously is looking to move to the next area. We were talking to a guy the other day. Chase and I were at an editorium the other day.
We were?
Yeah. Well, we had lunch together.
We did?
Yeah. It was on Monday, if you'll recall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
I know it's all the way to Thursday, yeah. And they were...
That was out of town,
I thought that's what
right?
you were talking about. Yeah, but it's not like you and I, you know, We met.
Well, I was gonna. Well, I mean, if it was been in town,
got
I
our
was,
hair did.
Yeah. It was in town. I was about to start sniffling yeah, over no, here. You know, yeah. Okay. I knew y'all went out of town together, a little road trip.
I detect a high level of hurt.
Well, no, that's okay. Yeah. I didn't
what
want
kind of hurt because we're on the radio. Right
I didn't
now.
Want to go where y'all were yeah. going.
So anyway, so but there's discussion of a paywall for the Waco Tribune Herald.
Huh?
And you know, at what point do you want to pay for that local content? And so this is a national program, but nonetheless, just to let you know, I mean, they're trying to trying to creep it in close to us. We'll see how that works out.
I think a local gazette, when they first went online, they tried to
that
and found out. They weren't the only ones, obviously, but they tried to do that and found out that it didn't work.
Well, what you got to do, and we were having that discussion, you have to wait and kind of see what happens. Obviously, with anything, a value must be established before there's a price. And if the value does not justify charging, then you're going to be hard-pressed to do that.
Right.
You may have to go, I was going to say peddle your paper someplace else, but I don't think that's the word to say. All right, Bill
bad choice of words.
Yeah, it was. Bill just passed by the New York City Council, has lots of folks wondering if the Big Apple has become the nanny state. Council voted 36-12, so not even close, this week to ban smoking in city parks, plazas, and beaches. Some council members say the bill should have allowed smoking in some areas, but that change was not allowed. So, I mean, by a wide margin, a 3-1 margin, they vote to ban smoking in city parks, plazas, and beaches. Making it tough for you folks who still smoke. Just saying.
But please don't stop buying the cigarettes, especially in Texas.
It's very important. It is a key to our
way of
economic
life.
Well-being, shall we say.
Right.
Yeah, that we continue to have people buy cigarettes. Guy in Chicago has launched a new line of perfume that stinks like money.
Hmm.
Patrick McCarthy, executive at Microsoft. What, he's got nothing else to do? He's not making enough money? Huh? Not making enough money?
His name's not as known. He wants a name.
Her money eau de parfum for women. Patrick designed the scents to make people smell like $1 million. The entrepreneur says, I got the idea after reading a story about a Japanese study that showed a significant increase in worker productivity when the smell of money was pumped through the vents in the factories. Is Ben listening? McCarthy claims he's had lots of positive feedback and he believes customers will use the cologne as part of America's economy. Should we, would that get the salespeople out of the office or keep them in the office? What do you think?
The best full-size deals in the market are only at Sterling Auto Group. Lease the 2011 GMC Sierra 1500 four-wheel drive extended cab for $279 a month or save up to $9,000 off. Or lease the 2011 GMC Acadia SL for only $319 a month or save up to $4,000 off. Sterling on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Psst. Looked at the calendar. It's the 3rd of February. Yep, it's the 3rd. You know, that Valentine's Day is coming up. And David Gardner's reminds you, good selection for you to have a look at. Because after all, for between 25 and 30 years now, David has been creating jewelry. And for quite a few years, has had other designers work as well. So good chance you can find something that would be just exactly right, that bauble for that special person here with Valentine's Day right around the corner. The other thing, though, quite honestly, is like anything else, you want to make sure that you have something that's memorable, but also functional as well. Good value is something that, David really has been building in his jewelry for a long, long time. So, yes, you can have custom-made jewelry right here because they make it in the store. You can have it, again, by other designers. But if function is just as important to you as the beauty and the what makes that gift special, then David Gardner's can help you there, too. 911 University Drive, it's David Gardner's.
Do the countertops in your kitchen or bath need an upgrade? Call Marble Craft today at 846-3881. Marble Craft has been bringing new life to kitchens and baths for over 10 years. Marble Craft has a vast selection of material and color choices from granite, natural marble, slate, and soapstone. Marble Craft is also a certified installer of solid stone countertops. So call Marble Craft at 846-3881 for a free estimate or come by our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan and get inspired.
Do you suffer from spine, joint, or nerve pain? Dr. Ramon Fino is a board-certified rehabilitation physician with over 15 years' experience using the most effective non-surgical treatments to identify the source of your pain and restore your lost mobility. For more information on Dr. Fino's proven techniques, log on to myspinerehabdoctor.com or call 693-8263 today. Dr. Ramon Fino, the gold standard of caring for spine, joint, and nerve pain.
I'm Chuck Morrow. At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we claim to be the best flooring dealer in the area. Why? We not only offer the best name brand products, we install what we sell.
And this is Scott Razor. We don't just sell flooring for your home, but we offer all types of products for rental property and commercial buildings and offices.
Our knowledgeable flooring consultants have been with us for years, and we continue to train them on the latest products available.
We also offer interest-free financing for our customers. We don't just claim to be the best.
At Carpet Outlet, we prove it every day.
10-10 News Talk 1620 WTAW NFL, the National Football Association League or whatever. And the National Association of the Deaf and Fox Television announced this week that the Super Bowl will be completely captioned for the first time in history. Completely captioned? What does that mean? Including the televised, nationally televised TV commercials and promotions.
Well, that's great.
They're going to televise the obvious profanities that get mouthed from the sidelines and on the field?
Can you get something extra there? They'll pixelate the mouth so you can't see that. The NAD estimates 36 million U.S. Americans are either deaf or hard of hearing. The game itself has been captioned for years, but not all those TV spots. Well, of course, we haven't seen all the TV spots, but aren't there probably some that just where they go, oof, or poof, or something like that?
Well, there's a sign for that, I bet. For just about everything.
Well, they do number signs.
It's not like it's for the blind. It'd be harder to understand what's going on there, I guess, if that's all you hear.
Think there's a Betty White ad this year?
I don't know. She's everywhere.
Don't you think we would have heard about it?
Did we hear about the Snickers commercial last year? Did we know about that up front?
No, but you would think that they would somehow.
Oh, the fact that she's
the hotness this year.
Yeah, I got you. Well, he said Betty White and hotness in the same.
Well,
I know what you mean.
There was a time
from a marketing standpoint.
Alan Ludden thought so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now there is an app for everything. For $1.99, Catholics can download Confession, a Roman Catholic app.
Really? Has it got the little spinner thing? I mean, like the apps have, and you just enter what your sin is? I mean, how does that work?
It says designed to be used in the confessional.
Oh, well, okay.
The app offers a personalized examination of conscience for each user, password-protected profiles, and a step-by-step guide to the sacrament.
Uh-huh.
In addition, this app invites Catholics to prayfully prepare for and participate in the rite of penance. Features include custom examination of conscience based on age, gender, and vocation. You got to fill out a giant form before you do this? Ability to add sins not listed in the standard examination of conscience.
Oh, really?
Choose from 7 different acts of contrition.
I just got a visual of Jack Donaghy going into the confessional and the priest running out going, I need some help over here.
I don't want to go too much farther into the grass, but again, choose from 7 different acts of contrition. The app is the one that's going to tell you? I thought that's what the priest did. Isn't it the priest who tells you what to do?
It's probably best just to move on.
Yeah.
Last time we even came close to something like this, and we're a lot farther along this time around,
we got
yelled at.
All right. Just people, you know, I don't want to do that one. I don't want to do that one. I don't want to do that one. Interesting. All right. Polish hunter, not somebody who hunts poles, but somebody from Poland who is a hunter, who dreamed of shooting an elephant, has sued a German-based travel company after it sent him to a part of Africa where he said there were no elephants.
Uh-oh.
The company, which organizes hunting expeditions, insists there are elephants in the area of Zimbabwe that he was sent, even though the company organized a second trip for the hunter, during which he managed to kill a male elephant. The guy is still filing damages worth $130,000 from the first. Hey, you got your elephant. We got you there, buddy. Gee, whiz.
And how in the world did you get it back? I guess he's got money.
Yeah, but I mean, again, it's not like we can tell the elephant to be here. You know, these are the coordinates. We need you here so you can be shot. I mean, it is nature after all. All right, 5-2.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zornemann Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zornemann Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Now is the time to get your swimming pool fixed, and the Pool Guy is there for you. The Pool Guy does pool renovations, including replastering, retiling, recoping, service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, parts, equipment, chemical sales. With over 26 years' experience, the Pool Guy gives you superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products. Whether it's time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need supplies, call the Pool Guy today, 575-6200. That's 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi. In this business, people are always asking, what's the best time of the year to buy? When are the incentives the best? When is there 0%? Well, now's the time. The 2010s, they got to go. So come to Team Ford, Team Auto, and Navisode and get yourself a great deal.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
About 3 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I got this Forbes list of how much money people make. Were you going to do that in entertainment?
No.
All right.
Great, so you're going to depress us? Is that what
I don't know. The top 40. Number 40 is Eddie Murphy.
Still? Number 40?
Eddie Murphy, yeah. Uh-huh. $13 million.
Oh, this is people in entertainment?
Yeah.
I'm still surprised Eddie Murphy's one of the top 40 highest paid people in entertainment.
He'd be number 40, as a matter of fact. What I found interesting was Steve Carell.
Yeah.
He's number 31 at $17.5 million. So that's not bad. Let me see what else we got. Yeah.
Well, we know Oprah's number one. Big deal.
No, Oprah's not number one. Little Jimmy Cameron is number one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Sort of behind the scenes guy.
Yeah, because he's like a king of the world or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, well, he made what? He had the two highest grossing movies last year, or in 09,
yeah,
rather.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably. He made $257 million because Avatar, I guess, he wrote, produced, directed.
Once again, I'm going to be real skeptical anytime some of these sanctimonious people tell me I need to give to a particular charitable cause.
I hear you. Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Depp pulled in $100 million for Alice in Wonderland and some, Pirates of the Caribbean thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And, good for him. And then Kristen Stewart, highest-ranking female, and at number 13, she made $28 million. So that's good.
There you go.
Yeah, they got they're just like us, by the way. Yeah, everything about them is just like us.
Apologies to those actors who do give to charities. I'm sure there's some out there.
Oh, well, that's fine.
No, I don't care how much they give. Yeah. You know, but to sit there and tell me as if I'm less of a person because I choose not to give to this cause, or to imply that you know, because they give, I should give too. No, man, you're the one that's loaded.
Speaking of which, the first paper money in U.S. America issued by the colony of Massachusetts in 1690 on this day.
What's this?
And in 2000, Chinese officials kicked TNT and the Cartoon Network out of China. See?
Yeah.
No sense of humor. All right, you got a minute.
Behave. That's the Did I do that good? Yeah. That's the message that American Idol producers have for Judge Steven Tyler. At the start of last night's show, Fox posted a statement saying that American Idol would like to apologize for last week's outrageous behavior by Steven Tyler. I didn't see it. I guess a lot of people did. The statement says that he has been warned and assured the producers it'll never happen again. He evidently went into a profane rant last week and dropped a few bleeped out of the bad word.
Wow.
So anyway, John Wayne makes it to Hollywood on American Idol. This is John Wayne Schultz, his real name. He's from Austin, Texas, and he was one of the ones that moved along in the tryouts that were in Austin. And Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband has now collapsed and is in a patient at the same hospital where his wife is. So that family going through a whole lot of stuff. And Agent Gibbs will be back for a ninth season. NCIS is back. So there you go.
That's that Mark Harmon. Okay, yeah. Charlie Sheen's phone call has been announced. I'll release it.